He's the only man to interview modern-day gladiators at Arrowhead and original gladiators in the Coliseum. He grew up rooting for Honus Wagner and saw Jesse Owens get 4 golds in Berlin. He saw Wilt score 100 in a night. Points, of course. Yes, we are saying he's old. It's the godfather of Kansas City sports, Frank Bohl, on the program.
Yes, indeed. Finally, some sanity in here.
I'm just kidding.
I don't think so.
I'm just kidding. God, Frank's not sane.
That's like, true.
I had somebody say, like, God, you don't like that Corey Anderson, do you? I love Corey Anderson. I like actually fought hard to get him here.
Here's the thing. If you didn't, you wouldn't have that conversation with him. You just ignore.
Oh, God,
you,
no.
Yeah,
that's someone that put him on.
Someone that you'll actually debate.
I know you. Yes, I know you.
If you're willing to debate, if you're willing to debate someone, that
then I respect their opinion.
You wouldn't have a debate with someone whose opinion you didn't care about.
No.
It's actually
never.
A sign of utmost respect.
Oh yeah, no, Corey's awesome. He's doing a great job out there.
Yesterday was great too. It was awesome.
I actually think it's like if you, so I hope people understand, you know, we'll go to lunch or well, he's on the air during lunch all the time, but go have some Coronas or something after work and whatnot. These are the discussions that go on in the building. Like this is an arbitration case. This is what you're hearing.
Oh yeah.
You know, if he were the agent for Chris Jones, which as we know, he's somewhat. I just love that on Twitter. I thought that was great.
He is.
He's not, but he's definitely like he's definitely more like if it almost at all cost is where he's at on Chris Jones, or certainly to a higher degree than I am.
Just figure it out type of thing.
Right,
just get it done.
Right, and so he would be in there lobbying for the player in an arbitration case, and I'm the team going, but you don't do this, this, and this,
right.
And this guy is better than you, and he only makes this, and that's why you can see why players and teams get sideways going through those arbitration cases.
Oh, absolutely.
Now the NFL doesn't have that,
right.
But there is no doubt that, you know, Brett Veach, along with Andy Reid, and probably Steve Spagnuolo for sure, and maybe Daly, the defensive line coach, and then all their other personnel and cap guys are sitting around having discussions exactly like this. They're behind closed doors, so you don't hear it publicly.
Right.
But these discussions are being had. And trust me, like Corey and I, although most people don't want to, or some people don't want to believe this about me, they all want Chris Jones on the team.
Yeah, Steve Spagnuolo is Corey.
Right. You probably.
And
you
so is his agent.
Yeah.
Steve Spagnuolo. And
Spagnuolo definitely is. He's like, just cut Watkins and Duvernay Tardif. And
that's it.
He'll rattle up every guy's offensive
guys.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, he's all for it. But it becomes about what, you know, there's a limit to what Patrick Mahomes is worth. If he says, I want $180 million a year, that's too much. Like,
yes.
you can't win with $20 million for the other 52, right? Oh, he's not going to ask for any. I know. The point is, there's a spot where it's too much. And, you know, part of my conclusion on where the Chiefs, how much beyond whatever his pure mathematical value is.
We're talking now about Mahomes?
No, we're talking about Jones.
Chris Jones, okay.
Part of what influences me is I do believe you overpaid for Frank Clark. But I think you overpaid for Frank Clark knowing that you could do it this year,
mm-hmm.
and you'd have a chance at a special defensive line. Now, they both battled injuries through the year, but at the end of the year,
and
in the playoffs, mm-hmm. once Chris Jones got back in the playoffs and really in the Super Bowl when he was closer to being 100%, they were special and they did special things and they did seal the deal.
Right. They did what you paid them to do.
Exactly. But I think you've got to always have a vision. And I think the vision did not include Chris Jones once he didn't sign on for the contract that they offered him.
Right.
And it's not to say that you can't have such a year and make such an impact that you don't say, okay, we have to adjust where we were going. And maybe that's where the Chiefs are. But I don't think you give a first and a second round pick and $100+ million to Frank Clark, planning on doing another $100 million deal along the defensive line. I think you're running the risk of becoming, and I like Carl Peterson, no disrespect meant, but I think the mistake he made was never being able to let any really good player go.
Right, exactly.
No matter what it took, he was going to get them signed, and that would bury them under the cap.
Right, because he was always afraid of what the repercussions would be with that. Yeah, that was his problem. I don't want to let these guys go because, well, if we don't make the playoffs next year, we don't do this, then it's going to come down on me because I got rid of X player.
Or he just like, hey, the more Pro Bowlers I have, the better that reflects on us. Or his plan all along was, and listen, I'm the thing that somebody can say to me, and I joust with a few people on Twitter. I only have so much time of the day. But the thing you can say to me that I will just back off and say, okay, let's see how it works, is Stars and Jags.
Yep.
Like, I am open to that concept, but you can't half-ass it. You can't go Stars and Jags on Chris Jones and then turn around and tell me, but we got to have Kendall Fuller. Nope. You're jagging it. We're jagging it then. Like, we're going Stars and Jags. It's Mahomes, it's Hill, it's Kelsey, it's Schwartz, it's Fisher. Those are our stars. The rest are replacement-level players.
Right.
Right? And on defense, it's Jones, it's Clark. Right now, it's Hitchens.
Matthew.
Because you're paying him like a star.
Yeah.
It's Matthew. Mm-hmm. Maybe you could fit one more.
You know what? There probably isn't another guy that fits that category.
You know, if you're going to wave goodbye to every guy you got and just replace the rest with league minimum salaries, the best of whatever's left over out there. But remember, that's not even getting Bashaud Breeland. Well, we'll just go get Bashaud Breeland. No, he's not league minimum.
No. Huh.
He's not a 5-year, $100 million deal. But look up what Breeland's contract was. I think he was like 1 year, $4 million. I mean, you get to a point where you can't even go get that guy. Everyone's like, well, he's proven he can go get the guys. Well, when he's got $18 million to work with, but if you're going to bring him down to where he's only got $22 million and he needs 22 players, you're barely offering above the league minimum to get guys signed.
Right.
Because you can't cut, like, next year, rookies cost $510,000. All right?
Yes.
Second-year players, $585,000. Third-year players, $660,000. After that, they go to, what is it, Curtis? What did we say it was? $820,000. I think it's $820,000 for the next 3 years. So,
yes.
So players that are then in their fourth, fifth, 6 years.
Or fifth, sixth, and seventh.
Okay, so there's a four.
Have had 4 to 6 accrued.
Okay.
Which means
they go
going
up
to 520.
So there's a 7-something in there for the fourth year we didn't look up. But 820.
735.
So, 735?
Yeah, that's the going into fourth year.
735 in the fourth, in your fourth year, and then 820 for fifth, sixth, and seventh year. Well, so that means that you can be like, well, we'll just, you know, we'll do signing bonus. Somebody. No, minimum, it's 820. So, if you get to where you've got to sign 22 players and you have $22 million, the bonuses you're offering are 180 grand. we're talking about 22... you know, veterans or 14 second-year guys. And by the way, if they're available in their second year, they sucked.
That's right.
Because they don't cost anything, and a team already walked on them.
And they've seen them the whole year. Now
yes,
they're
walking, and they're like, we don't need this guy. He's out.
He sucks, yeah. Can't make it.
So that's just, you know, listen, everybody, a lot of people in my profession just go, well, it's the cap. Just work it out. They'll figure a way to work it out. Well, I know, but. There is a limit to even what you can just work out. And that's all I just caution people. Listen, I want Chris Jones here too. But if he's not here, what happens, what I get tired of is, then he's not here. He asks for Aaron Donald money. And somebody gives him Aaron Donald money.
Which they probably will.
And then the fans go, I can't believe the Chiefs didn't get that done. Well, I'm telling you, I don't know that they can even field a 53-man roster if they go to Aaron Donald money.
Right.
They already renegotiated Eric Fisher last year.
Right.
Right?
Right.
You can go down that road again. But players start to get tired of having to give up money.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, you know, everybody, back it up.
Right. I hear about the other guy they wanted. Well, let's renegotiate Travis Kelce's contract and push his down the road. Eventually, all this comes back to you. Okay? It'll eventually catch up with you. But I think everybody is still high off of the Super Bowl run. They want another run to the Super Bowl, and they want everybody, they want the whole gang back. And they don't think that the Chiefs can do it again without the whole gang back. Or you're going to screw up the chemistry of the team, or you're going to do this. And the other guy, I saw you having the argument on Twitter with the one guy who wants Mahomes to take a
50% cut.
I'm just going, are you insane?
Half of whatever he's due, he should take.
Because he's playing for Kansas City and will win. I said, what?
That's just
that's total insane.
People love to spin that.
I tweeted it out. I said, I cannot believe that the man who is the single biggest reason for why just led the Kansas City Chiefs to their first Super Bowl win in 50 years, and the fans, he hadn't even gotten to his contract, right, and the fans are turning on the guy.
Right.
Well, not me. Not this guy.
You can't lose.
There's one fat ass with a couple of thumbs and a microphone that ain't turning on Patrick Mahomes. No. you can bitch about whatever you want. Whatever players I'm willing to watch the Chiefs walk away. There is one, and only one, that I will not accept this organization screwing up, and it's Patrick Mahomes. Yep. And whatever you would say about Chris Jones, and well, he's that much better than this. Mahomes is tenfold that. Over the quarterback position. Tenfold.
It's already been the MVP and a Super Bowl MVP. What else do you need? Good Lord, you've been crying for this guy for 50 years.
Not 25
years. Been crying for this guy for 50 years. 50.
You should take a pay cut.
Yeah, because he's Kansas City. He won a Super Bowl, and he should take a little pay cut. So somebody our players
should live off
together.
his endorsements.
Yeah, that's right. That's
that
what
was
the guy
said. Deal,
yeah.
Too, yeah.
So one guy said, I thought that this was kind of funny. He said, oh, so Petro's taking the $50 million and everybody at 810 is working for nothing.
How do you know?
No, yeah. $50 million, that's it.
That's it.
Don't tell my wife because I've been holding out on her big time. But the difference is in this business, just to be real, there aren't 32 teams in this town.
Right.
Right. There are 32 radio stations in this town. No. Like, I would love to leverage that. And would I leave Jed making the league minimum? No, I actually wouldn't. There you go, Jed. I would not.
I know you would.
But, like, no, this is a unique. And the other thing is, like, people, I love how people, and I don't care what anyone's politics are, but, like, the economics, right, just pure economics, everybody loves the American way, supply and demand, until they're going to lose the player services. Basically, you're asking Patrick Mahomes to take a pay cut for you.
Right.
That's what it is. He should take a pay cut for you.
But you're going to dress it up that it's for him.
No, it's for the team.
No, it's for the team.
It's for the city.
And for him. Right. You know, if he wants one other title, he
should
do
this. Give a rat's ass if Curtis had a nice night on Super Bowl Eve. You just care about yourself. That's
right.
What that is.
For the record, pretty good night.
Pretty good night? Yeah, me too.
It was all right.
Me too. I think it's, I just find it comedic.
This is just like raising kids. We've been through this before, the salary cap and players and all this.
Boy, howdy.
You know what? It's like raising kids. They all find their niche. They all find their way. All the NFL teams find their way.
Yeah. I am intrigued by the concept of stars and jags.
Right. And with or without Chris Jones, the Chiefs are going to be damn good next year. Better with them, but they're going to be damn good without them as well.
I mean, they didn't just fall apart without him on defense.
No, exactly.
When he was out.
Right, he was out for a while.
I think they were what?
Hey,
he missed four games. He missed three games. He missed
three.
And let me see that again.
Three and then one in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember if he missed four or five. I was thinking they were 3-2 without him this year. Maybe I was counting the game he went down in or something like that. I can't remember. But I was thinking they were 3-2 without him, so including winning a playoff game.
Yes.
Against the Houston Texans.
Yeah.
So, a game that they held the Texans when the game was in doubt, held the Texans to 17 points.
Right. And it's always our most recent memory. So, the Super Bowl's the most recent memory, which is huge. But he had a great what? He had a great fourth quarter. He had a great 7 minutes, 9 minutes of football in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, 2-2. 1-2 in the regular season, 1-0 in the postseason.
Okay. So 2-2 in the four games that they missed. And there were other guys down down.
Right.
That factor into it. But listen, the Chiefs are better with him than without him.
Sure they are.
The question is, can you replace him? Can you replace 80% of him for 40 or 50 or 60% of the cost?
You probably can.
That's why I said all along, I wouldn't have done the Frank Clark deal. I would have taken Za'Darius Smith, who signed for $65 million over 4 years with the Packers, and had more sacks in the regular season. Frank Clark might be a better player all around. His second half looked great, mm-hmm. right? His playoffs looked great. He was phenomenal in the playoffs. I'm fine with him being a better player.
Once he got the shoulder.
If you'd had Za'Darius Smith at what ends up being roughly, you know, a per year average of 70% of the price and a total expenditure of 50%, and he gave you most of this year, he was giving you 120% of what Frank Clark was. If you have that, oh, by the way, and then you still have your first and second round pick as well, you're a better football team.
Yes, you are.
So that's the thing about with Jones is it's not just, well, whoever you can get. Well, if you've got the $20 million to spend on somebody else, you might be able to get, you know, 80% of him or 60%. Let's say 60% of him, but yet get 120% of three other positions. Oh, and by the way, get a first and second round pick. Because you're not just cutting Chris Jones, you're franchising him and trading him.
Right. You're going to get something.
So there's the value of the picks as well. So it's not just his cap hit and what it strips the team of. It's without him, you're going to get more picks. So you can replace him for less. And if you get, by the way, Chris Jones was the second round pick, folks. So if you get at 32 a guy better than Chris Jones or even 80% of Chris Jones, and then you get a second round pick as well, you got a chance to be that much better.
Right.
And you're cheaper, so you have cap room, so you can go sign free agents. That's my point. Is it's not a one for one trade, Jones for whoever's going to line up at that
this
position.
Year.
No,
yeah,
that's not
you're
it.
Gonna play you're, beyond this year.
You're missing all the other pieces that come with the pass on Chris Jones. That's true on Frank Clark too. And I would have done it differently. And listen, maybe the Chiefs don't win a Super Bowl with Za'Darius Smith. I'm open to the fact that I'm totally wrong and Brett Veach nailed it and they overpaid for Frank Clark. And we're going to watch Frank Clark now go get 16 sacks for the next 3 years and be an absolute beast. Because that's what he was playing like coming down the stretch and in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Once he got healthy. Brett Veach may be the smartest guy out there.
Will the Chiefs be better in 2020 if they trade Chris Jones for draft picks? Probably not. Will he be better in 2023?
2023?
What about the way this franchise is set up makes you think they have to be better this year to be successful? We're here for a while.
We're here with Patrick Mahomes.
Sure.
Wouldn't you rather be better?
On with him.
Which would you rather be? Better in 20 or better in 21, 2, and 3? All three of them or just 20?
Well, the fans are going to go, all of them. Those probably don't spend a lot of time listening to us
because we deal in reality here.
You'd much rather in 21, 22,
and that's the trade you got to make every time, and that's the trade the Patriots have always made when it comes to contracts. We'll take 3 years because what happens is you make that trade five times this year, and you're significantly better in 21, 22, and 23. And then you can trade off 21 once or twice to be better in 22, 23, 24. And now in 22, you're eight times better. You've made eight decisions that make you better, and you're that much stronger. You keep trading away 1 year for three, you win six Super Bowls and three more losses in the Super Bowl. That's how the Patriots did it. Constantly trading 3 years down the road for next year.
Yeah, right. Now, even this year, if Cincinnati wanted Chris Jones, I'm sure every team in the league would love to have Chris Jones. But they're going to pick. What is their second round pick? Are they third? They're right after the Chiefs, right?
Yeah,
Chiefs pick, and then if you get Cincinnati, then you got boom, boom. It's not a first round pick, but it's the number one second round pick, and then maybe pick up something else down the line, fourth or fifth round or something like that. And Chris Jones goes, then it's up to decision makers and your scouts and everybody else. Who do we take? Who is this guy? What are we taking? Might not be a Chris Jones-type player. You might be a cornerback. Might be one of those athletic, really quick linebackers they could use.
Right.
Could be somebody else that will enhance the team. But nobody wants to change because of what happened, because of the result from this season. That's why nobody wants. No, nobody wants anybody gone. Everybody wants everybody to stay. It just doesn't work that way.
By the way, can I remind everyone, while we talk about all the batted-down passes, the two batted-down passes that Chris Jones had?
Two, yeah.
That the Chiefs had zero sacks until Frank Clark brought down Wutsy on the last meaningful offensive snap for the 49ers.
Garoppolo?
Yeah. That was the first sack of the day. So quoting me Chris Jones sacks
doesn't make any difference. Yeah.
The pressures are more important. right? How many times you constantly pressure the quarterback? Because if you have lots of pressures and only a couple of sacks, they're going to turn into sacks. But 12 sacks with 14 pressures means you got lucky. I mean, next year you're going to probably have 4 sacks.
Yeah.
Consistently, the pressure number stays the same. The sack number goes up and down. It's about, did the quarterback step over towards that defensive lineman or towards you? And you pick up the sack. You know, they did not get a lot of pressure with Chris Jones. Oh, I know. That's why you can't let him go. Well, no. Chris Jones got neutralized.
Yeah, he was part
right?
of it.
That's why. That's why the personnel guy said to me, well, you know, he's remarkable sometimes. And then other times it's like, where is he?
Takes a vacation.
So we'll take a break. Frank Bowl is with us. We'll get some Frank opinions next here in the program.
The program with Soren Petro.
I look in your eyes and you see the back of their head. You know, it's a real glaring look, and they're like this, you know, a little bit nervous.
Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, the Joe's Kansas City Barbecue burnt end of the hour answer. Two Kansas State Wildcats have had their jersey retired by the school and their number retired by an NBA team.
I asked Boozer?
For either one. Nope.
Really? Oh.
I know what you're going to say, and I can
Ski Jones.
Yes, amazing.
I was trying to like come up with some kind of. I couldn't even
David
do it.
Hoskins.
Michael Beasley has had his number retired by all 11 NBA teams he's played for.
As well as the Chinese team.
Yeah.
Just the symbol was retired.
Yeah. I got you.
Thanks.
I got you there.
What is that?
Oh,
it's a...
Boy, Lon Kruger? No, he wouldn't have had an NBA team. Steve Henson wouldn't have had an NBA
the
team.
The numbers.
Oh, Roe Blackman.
Rolando Blackman, 61.
God, I'm missing some obvious guy.
He's 61 today.
Okay.
25.
And it wasn't Bob Boozer?
This one does number, the number he wore in the pros, it's retired, is 2. College number was 23. Now, they don't retire numbers. They retire jerseys like they do at Kansas. They've retired 10.
Kansas has retired slightly more, 168 guys.
There's 32.
Everybody's in the rafters.
They have 4 different guys whose jerseys are retired that wore 15. Now, it is Ray Evans, JoJo White, Bud Stallworth, and Mario Chalmers. They're not no schmoes there.
I don't know. I should know. I think I'm going to hate myself for not getting this.
Overall pick in the NBA draft?
Oh, Mitch Richmond.
Mitch Richmond.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes, I hate myself. Oh, my God. So bad. Yes, I apologize. Please, everyone who's screaming at the radio, apologize to your significant other for the hoarse voice you're going to have.
Or you're
screaming, Mitch Richmond, fat ass! Mitch Richmond!
Found out this week.
Ah, that's awful.
Missouri does not retire jerseys. They actually retire numbers, and they only have 8. Because I couldn't figure out, why is Anthony Peeler's number not retired? Jersey retired. Well, one of their requirements is you have to have graduated from the school.
Ooh.
You actually have to get your degree at Mizzou to have your number retired. They just retired Derek Chivas last year. Derek Chivas.
Boy, good thing. Never mind.
I was like, okay.
Mitch Richmond was like my favorite player back then. Oh,
the 88, big 8 year. Just amazing God, those players.
I'm so
Jeff Grayer,
I've got
Manning,
an autographed Mitch Richmond photo.
How about that?
God bless.
I know. I knew he's always been one of your favorites.
I think it's down in my office downstairs, too, isn't it?
Probably is.
No? I take it home?
You have the Kobe one in there, but no Mitch Richmond.
Well, that's got to go home now. Thanks for pointing that out.
Mitch Richmond? Never mind. I'll just stop.
Somebody run down and take that out of there.
He'll be gone when I leave.
Especially the way the crack security is.
Being a passenger seat of my car as I'm driving to out to the Legends.
Make a note of it. Write that down during the break. I'm going to go down and grab that.
Get that pick.
Toby! So where do we begin with some Frank opinions?
Will Kansas State
Will
win?
I punch Jed Marshall in the face?
No, it'll be Corey Anderson. Break.
Did nothing.
Will Kansas State win another game this season? Yes or no?
Yes.
If 4 left.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, boy. But who is it? Oh, it doesn't matter. They're all in front of them.
Yeah, everybody's up.
Not like the.
They got Kansas. They ain't going to win that.
They're not winning that one.
I got West Virginia, too.
How'd you like to, that lot? Eh, I just got smoked by Baylor. You've lost seven straight. I think I'll play KU this weekend.
We had some Bruce Weber post-game sound. It was available to play. For UK State,
if you heard the open, you heard it. There's a shorter chunk in my sports. If you've heard it, we can play it at some point, but
no.
I don't think there's any reason. I mean,
kick their butt again.
Oh, boy. KU at Oklahoma State, Iowa State, and then they will line up again as the 10 against the 7, which would be right now if it holds to a TCU. They'd have TCU in Kansas City. I'll take them to, K-State fans will say yes. I'll take yes.
One.
I get one.
68-32 say no.
They're pissed. They are not happy about last night's game.
Whoever thought the players ought to be embarrassed, I'm sure the fans are quite upset. How does the Big 12 race end? Kansas by one, Baylor by one, tied.
Well, recently, we had this one last week when I was in surprise.
Yes.
And I said Kansas wins this.
Mm-hmm.
I had the Jayhawks against Baylor.
Okay.
You boys did not.
That's correct. True.
Although I did. No, I don't think I did. I think I said Kansas was going to win. Yes. Yes, I did.
No.
I didn't give an opinion,
Yes, I did say Kansas was going to win. I said, this feels like a Kansas win.
No, nobody else on the planet thought Kansas was going to win but me. Asked who was going to win this, and I said, I think Kansas fans will expect to win, and they'll say Kansas wins it, and it was 68% Baylor.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Well, now I think it's going to be 68% Kansas.
Yes.
Actually, it is 54% say tied. 34% say KU by one. Only 12% say Baylor by one.
Why? Because you think Baylor is going to run the table at TCU, home for Tech, and at West Virginia? Because they throttled K-State?
Or because they've won 24 of their last 25 games.
Yeah, they're a pretty good team.
No.
That's pretty good. They ain't bad.
They didn't fall out of the sky on Saturday and land in Waco.
The dominant performance by Kansas was a 3-point win with a shot coming off the front of the rim at the end of the game.
Yeah, because they did everything they could to give it away.
I understand they did, but I'm just saying.
Somebody's going to be there to take it.
So you think Baylor's the better team?
No. I'm just saying everybody is Kansas. No, they didn't kick their butt.
Kick their butt.
It's a heck of a game. It was a great game.
What will be a better fourth tiebreaker for the Big 12 regular season championship? Point differential in Big 12 games or draw?
Well, the right answer is point differential, it's so pathetic that they're actually going to draw names out of a hat.
Point differential. The problem is the Kansas fans won't like that because Baylor's got the point differential, right?
Yeah.
So they might take the draw.
Fortunately, I don't think there's much difference between TCU and Iowa State, which is what it'll mean in the Big 12 tournament if it were to be played today.
Mm-hmm. Second round or semifinal game, if you're playing either. I think
Tech
there's
versus West Virginia.
Three and four, there's becoming
Tech
a more.
Three.
Yeah, becoming a more.
I would agree.
I would not want to play Tech.
And unless they're
going
to move
three.
The Big 12 tournament to Morgantown, Bob Huggins' squad does not seem to be able to even come close to winning a game.
No.
I'd much rather play West Virginia than Texas Tech in the semifinals.
What's the question?
Better tiebreaker, Big 12 point differential or draw?
I'm going to say draw because Kansas is down on the point differential right between these two.
Not head-to-head. He's talking about all league games.
Yeah, point differential. Like if Kansas – like.
Oh, I thought it was
Baylor's point differential in all Big 12 games or Kansas point differential.
Oh, I see. Well, I think Kansas in lead there. I'll take the point differential then. I thought you meant between the two.
I'll say point differential that the fans will answer it honestly. I think there might be a lot of wise guys that say, oh, no, they're drawing names out of a hat. Let's play pin the tail on the donkey. Whoever gets closer to the ass's ass gets the one seed.
69-31 point differential. Literally any statistical measurement you
besides
could put up
a draw.
Would be better than a freaking blind draw.
But I appreciate the 31% for making the joke.
Yeah.
Because that's the only reason you would vote, let's just have a draw.
Literally,
wouldn't pin the tail on the donkey be better?
Yes.
you could spin around Bill Self with the blindfold on, and where's he going to go?
I'm
not swinging at a pinata.
Pin the tail on his head. That's funny.
That would be better than just drawing names out of a hat.
What position will we be watching the most at the combine? I listed these four positions because that's the four most common positions I got when I asked the question just blankly this morning. Running back, wide receiver, linebacker, defensive back. Running back, wideout, linebacker, defensive back.
I'll say linebacker.
And this is what? Which one they need more?
Well, which one would be watching the
will
most?
Will they
at
be
the combine?
Watching
fans
on the combine?
Who are watching it? What are you paying the most attention to?
What position?
Almost no one voted D line. Apparently, everyone else thinks Chris Jones is coming back too.
Running back, linebacker,
wide receiver, and defensive back.
They'll go linebacker, I think.
37.3. DB second, wide receiver third, running back fourth. What is your hand size? Smaller than 9 inches or 9 inches or bigger? It is cute.
Sometimes you see a funny video up on the TV and you just can't help but laugh.
Laughing. Spider-Man in the back of the bus.
Did we ever send that video out of the dog?
On
oh, my God. Dog that failed service dog school.
No, have you seen it? It's quite good.
Oh, my God. You got to look at
that.
We'll show
with
it to
Frank
you
Sinatra's My Way underneath it.
Because the dog is clearly doing it his way.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I wet my pants.
I can imagine.
Hand size smaller than 9 inches or 9 inches or more? What is your hand size?
Y'all have the slightest idea.
I think people are going to say
9 inches or more. They want
to. Most people are going to assume that they're smaller. They're not going to actually take the time to measure, are they?
Yeah, but they're going to go.
I'm going to say smaller.
I said larger.
60-40, smaller than 9 inches.
So what am I up, like six?
One. You're up one.
This is like Baylor and K-State
by the way,
by my scorecard.
By the way, I asked of the people who said their hand size is 9 inches or larger, how many are lying? Fewer than half or more than or at least half? 90% said at least half are lying. Their hands are 9 inches or bigger. Favorite combine event to watch? 40-yard dash, bench press, three-cone drill, or shuttle run?
I know what yours is.
I always like the bench. I always like to see the guys because I know what they're doing is just ridiculous.
And I'm down one, so I'll say 40.
I think everybody likes the 40. I'm going to say 40. So if you want to go elsewhere. The 40 is going to win it. Everybody watches the 40. That's what they all watch. All right, I like the bench press.
Do we have another question after this?
One more. Shorty.
What did he say?
No, I went. I was going to go 40.
Okay. So, and I go 40.
70% said 40-yard dash. 13% said bench press. Finally, Madison Bumgarner's been secretly competing in rodeos under the name, fake name of Mason Saunders. Do you still hate him? Yes or no?
Yes. I never hated him, and I love this. I love the fact that the man is willing to just throw away his millions and millions of dollars in a baseball career. If he gets hurt, he does team steer roping.
He did make like
26 grand.
Yeah.
Time.
Oh yeah, and his contract is null and void if he gets hurt doing something like this.
Yeah,
it's like skiing or something dumb like that that they try to do. Yeah.
So now you know why he went to Arizona for more rodeos.
Yeah.
Not a lot of rodeos in San Francisco.
No.
If San Fran had known he was doing this, they wouldn't even have bothered to offer.
Yeah, the old right. Cow Palace ain't hosting a whole lot of rodeos.
Why didn't the Royals go after him? We're not that far from a bunch of rodeos.
That's right. He'd have been perfect here.
A rodeo.
Why'd you sign with KC?
Could have gone to Colorado, too, and gone to Casper, Wyoming.
Big fan.
Very annual event.
Do they still hate him?
They still hate him.
Yeah, everybody hates Madison.
57-43, yes. That's it.
There's no reason to, but they do.
Yeah, right.
Agreed. All the guy did was go out and play brilliant baseball.
Yeah.
And then there's so
that
many
still
things
phenomenal.
About him that are just so
that
awesome.
Was still.
If he had been playing for the Royals for his career and had just been a journeyman player, people in this town, I think, would love him.
Oh, I wanted him so bad last year in our when he was going to miss a little bit at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
Stupid Doug Stewart bidding him all the way up like $30. I'm like, the bidding's going, and I think I turned to him, Jed, you might remember. I don't know what level of soberness you were in.
I was stone sober. Well, I was just stoned.
You stoned sober.
As you were running the auction. But I turned to him and I said, you do know he's out like 6 weeks. And Doug just looked at me and went, like he usually does. Yeah. 27. Screw you! 28. I don't know what it went to, but I was pissed. That was plan A, Madison Bumgarner. I finished in 11th out of 11 teams. Because when plan A went to crap,
everything went in the toilet.
No, the Corona premieres went in me, and my drafting ability kind of went downhill.
There's a surprise.
My bidding, my auctioning went in the tank. All right, we'll take a break, come back, find out how stupid I am on current events. What in the world, Seren, is next?
The program with Seren Petro.
I like pancakes. I like pancakes. I am happy. I am happy. La, 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 la.
Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WA.
All right, what in the world, Frank? What do you got for me?
All right, just in case coronavirus comes near you, the CDC has recommended what to do?
Spray Lysol.
No, shave facial hair.
Oh, well, I will then.
What has the Pope asked Catholics to give up for Lent?
I don't even want to take a shot at being
facial
funny
hair.
Here. Facial hair.
Trolling on social media.
Oh, yeah.
All okay. right. What iconic Brookside store could close because of a rent hike?
Is that Five and Dime?
That's close enough. The Dime Store.
The Dime Store.
Yeah. Hair.
And Dairy Queen is bringing back what Blizzard flavor?
Is that the facial hair?
Facial hair.
Facial hair Blizzard flavor? Yeah, for, how'd you know?
Butterscotch?
I don't know. Oreo Mint is coming back.
Oh, really?
Oreo Mint. Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, my God. That'll go great with Curtis's donuts.
All right. Ooh.
Dip one in the other.
It's the Jazz End of the Hour Question on the Half Shell. Sponsored by Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen.
Laissez le bon temps rouler.
All right, NFL. How many players have had 1,000 rushing yards and 1,000 receiving yards in the same season? Brought to you by Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen.